Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here, back with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM on Liberty Works. I can't even talk. Liberty Works Radio Networks. You can check out that sound, hearing folks 24 hours a day at LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com. Today I'm going to be talking, yes, we are going to discuss the president's speech. President Barack Obama had a speech to students. It is not an unprecedented thing to have the president of the United States speak to any group. I would say, and there's going to be some kind of a political bent to it, I would say, just it'd be shocking to have that not happen. Most likely, there was a design by the National Education Association, or whoever it is, or the Department of Education, to push forward. They have a certain amount of money in their budget to have some things that promote whatever their educational goals are. I listened to Patrick Gibson before I went on the air here, and he was mentioning something that was going on with President Reagan and his speech that he gave in 1988. What I did is I tuned into a speech that was given in 1991 by the President George Bush, the elder, and I investigated it, and I looked at it. But first, I reviewed Mr. Obama's speech. I listened to it, by the way. I sat and listened to it when it came on at noon at Eastern time, and I listened to that, and I got the text. I had the text and read the text prior to listening to it. So he said a few extra things, a little bit. You're trying to go by the script. Then, of course, you just start to speak what makes sense, and a few words were stuck in there that didn't really change the context of anything, but he ended up making sure they repeated what was actually in the script. So I reviewed that, and I'm going to review it here today. What I'm going to do first, I'm going to review what Mr. Gephardt. See, here's a new Gephardt rule. We learned about the Gephardt rule to make sure that when Congress votes on things that nobody actually knows a roll call or something, so that people can cast their votes and nobody really know who did what, where, why, or how. It's kind of like a national security secret to see if somebody votes to put America in debt or something like that. So the Dick Gephardt rule, we learned about that just a few minutes ago. But now I've got a comment by House Majority Leader, then House Majority Leader back in late 1991, Mr. Gephardt said, "The Department of Education should not be producing paid political advertising for the president. It should be helping us to produce smarter students." I don't think that was an election year, but it should be helping us to produce smarter students. And the president should be doing more about education than saying, "Lights, camera, action." Well, let's see. I'm going to say some things that I got out of Mr. Bush's speech. I'm going to take this caller right here because somebody's given us a call, and it is a phone that is working right now, which I'm really thrilled about, is having a phone that's working, because we do have some of our phones have been waxed with some bad weather, and thanks to Verizon, I'm sure they're working hard on it. But thank you for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM. Caller, what's your question or comment?
Well, David, I made sure my...
Uh-oh, they dropped off. Makes me wonder if they're on the cell phone world. But let me go ahead, and I'm going to make some comments about... they'll probably come back. One of the things that I found this at Bush, Mr. Bush said, President Bush, back in 1991, he said, "I'm not here to tell you what to do or what to think." This is just, it's the beginning of the first couple of lines of his speech back in 1991. What I found is that concept, that statement of his saying, "I'm not here to tell you what to do or think," that Mr. Bush gave back in 1991, is got a different flavor than what we're going to see in the recent speech by President Barack Obama. So we'll be going over that today, and we've got more time on our hands, so I'm going to take a call now. Caller, thank you for calling the Eagle 104. What's your question or comment?
I'm sorry about that, David. My cell phone cut out. But a couple of things disturbed me. One was why the kids should listen to their president and the mayor and so on and so forth. The other thing was why they have responsibilities. How dare this man, this illegal president, tell my child they have a responsibility? That's up to me to tell them what their responsibilities are, if any.
Okay, because...
I'm some guy that a bunch of people are put into office whose job is to listen to me, not me listen to him. That's number one. Number two, the Department of Education isn't even legal under our Constitution. So it shouldn't exist.
Okay, because you're stealing my thunder.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you a question on what you said. You said it's illegal. You say it's not legal for him to be president?
No, he hasn't been invented. He's not the legal president. The Constitution says you have to be a natural born citizen.
Okay, I got another question here. Did you know the guy that sued Mr. Obama, the guy that was on the, I guess it was National Guard or something, they were calling him to active duty? You know he's a Floridian.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So should he go to war? Should, if the Secretary of the Army or whoever it is that he's particularly under, whichever department, if they give him an order to go on to active duty, you think because birth certificate's in question, he ought to not go?
No, I think he's obligated to obey, and he's obligated to go. That's something that has to work its way through the system and the courts and be decided by the courts.
Right.
We can't have soldiers arbitrarily making opinions like my opinion, saying he is or isn't president. When you're president, you swear to obey. You're a soldier, you swear to obey the president. That's what you swear to do. It's our job, my job as a citizen, your job as the media, to make sure these things are vetted properly and work its process.
So what's the?
I mean, he's going to have to do what his conscience tells him to do.
Okay. So the reason you said that. So really, unless Congress impeaches him on that matter, and people call it de facto, right? Oh, he's the de facto president. Well, you know what? There's a whole lot of de facto things that happen in life, and unless the Congress gives him the boot, I mean, isn't he the president until otherwise acted upon?
Well, to them, maybe, not me. I didn't take an oath. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's very simple. Show us the birth certificate. And what bothers me the most is, remember, and then you're probably going to talk about this, this isn't overt political stuff. This is very subtle. If you read his speech,
okay,
very, very subtle.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dare you. Listen to what I'm going to say, and I'm going to take us through the subtleties.
All right.
Okay, so you stay tuned, and we'll see if you might want to heckle me back later.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Well, that's a caller. Thank you, caller. It was a good call. And I thank you for letting me heckle you back. Sometimes it's good. I get heckled, and I get to heckle. Sometimes it just happens. You know, Heckle and Jekyll. We had the Heckle and Jekyll movie when I was a kid. We had a little real thing. Okay, it's a long story. I looked at President Bush, his 1991 speech, and he said, I am not here to tell you what to do or what to think. He went on to say, education matters, and what you do today and what you don't do can change your future. Mr. Bush's speech that Mr. Gephardt was extremely upset about was pretty much under that same thing generally, the same theme generally. And Mr. Bush went on. His was all bad news. He basically showed him a headline and said in 1991 and said, look, new national goals report. Look at this. In math, for instance, this national report card shows that nationwide, 5 of 6 eighth graders don't know the math they need to move up to the ninth grade. When I looked at it, and I'm going to come back to this because our caller mentioned something, but I'm going to look at perspective. I will tell you, I was not a big fan of Mr. Bush, especially when he gave me that heebie-jeebie speech about the New World Order. So I wasn't really surprised when he said it, except it was so just in your face that it gave me the heebie-jeebies. So what happens is my question as I'm looking at this is what's being pushed. As I reviewed Mr. Bush's speech after seeing that there was lots of complaints that came out about it 10 years ago, saying it was all this propaganda, you know, this political propaganda, I thought, well, is it? Let me see. And then I looked at it and I said, well, what is he pushing? At the time, he was pushing, hey, kids, you need to work hard, man. This education, serious stuff. This is serious stuff. I think that the intent of what Mr. Obama said today, if mechanically was supposed to be that. But hey, this is serious stuff. But I want to tell you, I want to show you some worldview. How it's communicated and what is communicated is a different thing. What Mr. Bush communicated in 1991 had a sense of nationalism, but it was really more focused on, hey, there's some problems in America. And we've got this new goals that we have. We have some goals to solve this problem. So it looked like he's marketing his wares in some sense. But then when I went through the speech, it wasn't to revolutionize America and the globe. He did say, we want to work harder, learn more, revolutionize American education. He didn't say, we want to work harder and we want to revolutionize America through education. He said, we want to work harder, learn more, revolutionize American education. Now that, I'm going to say it one more time. He didn't say, what I see happening now is different than what Mr. Bush said. He said, we want to work harder, learn more, and revolutionize American education. He didn't say that we want to revolutionize America through education. And I see that going on right now. So in respect to our last caller, we're going to get right to Mr. Obama's speech, and we're going to see my take on it. Now, my takes could be a little bit twisted. He gave us some background on his life situation. He said his mom said, hey, look, this is tough, but guess what? It's no picnic for me either, Buster. You know what the advantage that Mr. Obama had? He said, so she, listen what he said. This is just an extra clip I didn't plan on talking about, but he says, when I was young, my family lived in Indonesia for a few years, and my mother didn't have the money to send me where all the American kids went. Yes, that kind of touches on something our caller said. So she decided to teach me extra lessons herself Monday through Friday at 4:30 in the morning. He was homeschooled, bless his heart. Okay, so he says, I wasn't happy about getting up early. A lot of times I'd fall asleep, blah, blah, blah. She says, this is no picnic for me either, Buster. So I got to tell you, something that the President of the United States said to a group of kids here in this country today is something that I heard my wife tell my own children today. And we'll get to that. But this way down on the speech. It was one of the things I said, well, that was a good thing to say. The only problem is, look who's saying it. And that goes in with what a caller said. Look who's saying it. In our house, my wife, the parental authority, the absolute, complete, lawful authority, and the one with the responsibility to bring up her children the way they should go, was telling them, and I'm gonna scroll down to that part because we're going to come back to this after the break, but I'm going to say something here that he said that went to my wife's speech. Here, I'll quote Mr. Obama. But the truth is, being successful is hard. You won't love every subject you study. You won't click with every teacher. Not every homework. Well, she didn't say that. Well, she might have said something like, you know, you don't got to be happy about what I'm telling you. Not every homework assignment will. But I got to stop there. I got to tell you, as I was listening to her being tough on that, I thought, you know what? My son can receive that instruction. He just rebuked that he got from his mother right now. Because you know what? He knows that she passionately loves him. That she just loves him. She will die for him. You know what I mean? That's his mother, and he knows it. So he could receive the stiff rebuke that he was getting. So here's what Mr. Obama said. But the truth is, being successful is hard. You won't love every subject you study. You won't click with every teacher. Not every homework assignment will seem completely relevant to your life right this minute. And you won't necessarily succeed at everything the first time you try. My wife was telling my kids exactly that. Well, quit your whining. Yes, you are going to mess up, and you're going to do it again, and eventually you're going to get good at it. I'm not giving you an ounce of room to not be able to spell to the following level. You understand me? I got to work. You got to work. So that was in key. That was a good thing to say. Now, when we're going to come back after the break, I'm going to talk about who has the right and obligation and duty to say it. And that's part of the nuance. Very subtle. Very subtle. We're going to compare Mr. Obama's speech to Mr. Bush's speech. And we'll see what was being sold. Is somebody telling the kids what to do and think? Or was somebody challenging kids to work hard? Was telling kids what to do and think couched and telling kids to work hard? We'll see. When we come back here, keep tuning in at past the top of the hour, the Eagle 104.3 FM. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm David Allen Carmichael. The number here is 888-850-1872. Check us out at faithfreedoms.org.